Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, miracle. Oh, miracle. Oh, miracle. Oh, miracle. blessings upon blessings upon blessings to you, people of God. There is a river of miracles flowing. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? Glory to God. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Well, if you believe it on tonight, amen, I believe it on tonight. Glory be to God. Let's just bask in his presence on tonight. Amen. Giving him thanks, giving him praise for all that he's done, giving him thanks and praise for this day. Amen, Jesus, as we enter into the Sabbath rest of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you've had a most blessed week. Amen. We pray that you've had, amen, an opportunity to, amen, to give God some of your time. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you had taken the opportunity just to spend time in his presence. Amen. Glory be to God. And here we are. Here we are. Here we are, people of God, on that seventh day. It's the time of rest. It's the time that we look back and give God thanks and give him praise for bringing us through these 6 days. Amen. It may have been trying. Amen. Glory be to God. It may have been, amen, just overloaded. Glory to God. Maybe you were rushed. Amen. Maybe your plate was full. But guess what, people of God? Now it's time for you to exhale. Amen. It's time for you to exhale and give God thanks and give God praise for all that he's done all week long. Amen. Glory to God. Even if you can, listen, even if you can just every day, amen, just whatever the Lord did for you, just make a note of it. Just make a note of it. Amen. Make a note of it through the week. Glory to God. And just at the end, you give him thanks, of course, through the week. Glory be to God. But then on that Sabbath, amen, you look back, amen, and you can say, Lord, you did this. Lord, you kept us. Lord, glory to God, you gave us favor. Lord, you brought me out. Lord, I thank you. You helped me to do this, and you helped me to do that. Yeah, I thank you for covering my family. I thank you. Glory be to God. And just begin to thank. Just begin to think on him. Amen. Just begin to thank him for the great things that he's done for you, people of God. Just thank him, amen, on this, in this Sabbath time, amen, in the time of Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, amen. So there are blessings in the Sabbath that you know not of, amen. The Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, amen. Sanctify it, amen. Just reverence the Lord. Just reverence the Lord in this day. Amen. Reverence him. Glory to God. We've been going all day long, but this is really the seventh day. Amen, Jesus. And Sunday really is the first day of the week. Glory be to God. But listen, for those that know, amen, Jesus, it's that time and in that hour, amen, that you can just bask in his presence. Just slow down. Slow down and begin to thank him. Slow down and begin to just bless him, glorify him for all that he's done. Amen. Every day, every day, every day. Amen. Every praise unto our God. Amen. We bless the Lord today. We give him thanks. We give him praise for each of you, amen, that have come out to be with us here, Prayer News Network Global. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We thank God that you have taken this time, that you've taken this opportunity to come and be with us. Amen. And we just like to always recognize you and recognize and appreciate you for coming out to be with us. Amen. We realize, people of God, that there's so much more that you could be doing. Amen. But you count it not robbery to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. And here it is that we have been ever since the pandemic. Amen. Amen. Came into the earth on last year, glory be to God, as of April 6th. Guess what, people of God? We've been here. We have been present every day. Amen. Glory to God. Not our vision, not our purpose, not anything that we thought of, but it was the plan of God. And here we are now at 506 days that we have been moving forth in the earth. Amen. The Lord has been leading us. The Lord has been guiding us every step of the way. Amen. Glory to God. It's by his strength. It's by his power. Amen, Jesus. We take none of the glory. Amen, Jesus. Because I'm telling you, people of God, whoever would have thought of, amen, such a, glory be to God, such an awesome outreach ministry. Amen. Whoever would have thought, amen, but you know what? It was in the mind of God, and we thank the Lord, amen, that he has called us to this work. Amen. He's called us, amen, to this ministry, and here we are. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. No glory of our own, but all the glory due unto him. Amen. The Lord has done great things on this line. Amen. Saved souls. Glory be to God. 28, 29 people. Glory to God. Since last year, 29 people that have given their lives to the Lord, rededicated their lives to the Lord. Amen. And they are maintaining their staying, amen. They're staying in God, amen. And we just bless the Lord for that. Glory be to God. We bless, they remain, amen. Fruit that remain, amen. Somebody just tell the Lord, thank you, amen. Again, it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We're just grateful to be a part of what the Lord has done, amen, and what he have exacted in the earth, amen. We just bless God, amen. And again, just grateful to be a part of it, amen. So we thank God for you, amen, 28 souls, great glory to God, and now at this time, 34 countries, amen, 34 countries that are picking us up through the airwaves, amen, and we thank God for each and every one of you, and we always like to give special recognition to, amen, our international listeners, amen. We thank God for our listeners that are here in the continental U.S., glory to God. We thank God for you because you're heavy. Amen. The numbers are here. Heavy in the U.S. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Tuning in to be with us. Amen. But we always like to mention a couple of countries every time we come on. Amen. Glory to God. If they will, we like to give you a shout out and tell you thank you. Tell you that we appreciate you for coming to be with us. Amen. And so tonight, glory to God. Amen. We just want to thank, amen, glory to God, those that are listening in Cambodia and Canada and Bahamas and Bermuda. Amen. Those that are listening in the Virgin Islands, amen, in the British Virgin Islands. We thank God for you. For those that are listening in Guatemala and Guyana, we thank God for you. Those that are listening on tonight in Brazil, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those that are listening in the UK, those that are listening on tonight in Uganda, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We're so grateful to be connected with you. Amen. We thank God for France on tonight. France in the house. Amen. Ireland and Italy and Germany and Denmark. Amen. And for Madagascar, we thank God for you. We thank God for Mexico. We thank God tonight for New Zealand. Amen. The Netherlands, we thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in, for picking us up. Amen. We thank God for Spain and Russia and Ukraine. Amen. And China and South Korea. Thank God for India. Glory to God. Thank you, India in the house. Thank God for Pakistan and Australia. We bless God for you. The Philippines. Amen. For Jamaica, amen. We thank God for you. For South Africa, we thank the Lord for you. Amen. You're representing in your numbers. And we thank the Lord for you for coming to be with us, amen, to keep this Prayer News Network moving, amen, in the earth. We thank God, amen, for the prayer, glory to God, the prayers of the people. People of God, do not underestimate prayer. Prayer is powerful, amen, glory to God. And we thank God for some praying people, glory to God, for praying men and women of God, amen, youth as well, glory to God, that are praying that this work would move forward, amen, glory to God, that the Lord would keep it and cover it, glory to God, that it will continue to do, amen, the will of the Lord in the earth, amen. We thank God on tonight for our leaders. We always like to let you know this is not a renegade line, amen, Jesus, but it is established, it's in order. So we thank God on tonight. I want to thank God for my leaders, amen, as your host, glory to God, to let you know, amen, Jesus, glory to God, that listen, amen, you can be a part of this line, amen. The anointing flows down, it doesn't flow up, amen. But we thank God for each of you coming, amen. I just want to thank God for, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, amen, glory to God. This man of God has traversed throughout the earth, amen, going, amen, erecting tents in the earth, glory to God, from city to city, nation to nation, glory to God. And here we are, people of God, advancing the vision. We're not stretching tents, amen, but here we are stretching, glory to God, over these airwaves. We're stretching, amen, Jesus, endeavoring to continue the work, continue to advance the vision of the Lord, glory to God, to win the lost souls, glory to God, to win the lost at any cost, amen, that perhaps, amen, this word that's coming forth, this prayer that's coming forth on this broadcast, amen, perhaps it would hit someone's eardrum, amen, at a time such as they need, and that they would hear the voice of God, and that the Lord will call them, amen, to come nigh unto them, that they will be saved from their sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And come into his dear kingdom. Amen. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. Amen. And we're thanking the Lord. Amen. Giving God, amen, praise for grace and for space. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God for our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina, our presiding bishop. And I thank God tonight for my leader, amen, as well. Amen. Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Thanking them for the prayers. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God tonight, amen. We cannot fail to give God on tonight for our, amen, PNN advisor and Celestia intercessor who has gone on to be with the Lord. But we know that she had this prayer broadcast deep, deep, deep in her heart. Amen. And we just believe God by faith that we have received another intercessor even so for this line. Amen. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. We thank the Lord on tonight, people of God, for our PNN advisors. Amen. Those that the Lord has brought to this work. Amen. Those that the Lord has brought. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come from many different ministries. Amen. But this group of people love God. Amen. They love the people of God. Amen. And they have extended themselves. Glory be to God to be a blessing to help this work move forward. Amen, Jesus. Not complainers. Amen. But they're shakers. They're movers. Amen, Jesus. Men and women of God that know how to touch God, amen, even in prayer for the direction of this line, amen. One person cannot do this, amen, not to this measure, not to this magnitude, but it's taken the prayers of all of our advisors, amen, that has the heart of God, amen, and the plan of God and the vision of God holding forth, amen, as we continue to move. So we thank God for all of our advisors, each and every one of them in their respective places, glory to God, holding their place, amen, Jesus, and most of all, amen, holding this line before the Lord. We thank God for them, amen, Jesus. We thank God for all of the leaders that come to this line. We bless God for you, every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. We thank the Lord for you, every member in particular. We bless God for you, people of God, each of you. Yes, each and every one of you. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. Thank you for availing yourself. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. Amen. Because the Lord is truly expanding borders. And we bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. That as he expands, we expand. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. We thank him, glory to God, for how he's enabled us to continue to expand, glory to God, even in our rebroadcast. Amen. Because we've had somebody here, glory be to God, here live, glory be to God, for the past 500 and something days. That's a lot of word. That's a lot of word. Amen. And it's stored, and the Lord is enabling us to use it. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're going back. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we should say amen. We're pulling forth. Glory be to God. Amen. To hear the word of the Lord on tonight. So God bless you, people of God. We want you to prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight. Amen, Jesus. As we prepare to go into prayer. Amen, Jesus. As we have a short word of glory to God. Listen, people of God. Listen. We pray that you're intentional in coming to this line. Don't just come to be coming. Amen. It's time out for that, people of God. Come with intention. Come, glory to God, expecting something from the Lord. Come, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. Come with your cup empty, amen. Ask the Lord to fill you, amen. Come, glory to God, asking him for direction, amen. And if everything is all well with you, glory to God, we see the condition of the world. We see the condition of our families, our loved ones. Glory to God, put them on your mind. What you need the Lord to do, there's a song, amen, glory to God, that says, what you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. Put it on your mind. Put it on your mind. Glory to God. What you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. Put it on your mind. Amen. Glory to God. So put it on your mind. Put it in your spirit. Glory to God. Get your pencil and your paper. Glory be to God. Certainly to take notes. Amen. Glory be to God. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We bless him on tonight for what he's about to do, what he's about to say. Glory to God. But we always must sanctify the line. Amen. This is by divine ordination. Amen. That the Lord dropped in the establishment, in the order of this line. To always sanctify, always ask, amen, that we, amen, be cleansed and purged, amen, because we need to hear the Lord. We realize that we're from all over the world. Glory be to God. But as we come here collectively together, we don't want any, amen, glory to God. We don't want anything, glory to God, to block us that we cannot hear the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We don't want sin to stand in the way. Glory be to God. So we always ask the Lord to sanctify us and cleanse us and purge us and make us ready. Amen. Ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we're getting ready to go to in his presence, people of God. And listen, in his presence is fullness of joy. Glory to God. If you go with, amen, intention on your mind, just going into his presence, glory to God, the Lord can look upon us. Amen. He can look upon us, glory to God, and meet our every need. Amen. God bless you on tonight, people of God. We're not going to, amen, prolong the time, but we want to say again, thank God for all of you, everyone that's coming in on the broadcast. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As you're coming in, amen, go ahead and invite someone else to come, amen. So at this time, amen, we're going to praise God, get ready to go before the Lord, amen. Go ahead and prepare your heart. Amen. Think back. Amen. Don't think on anyone else, but think on yourself. Glory be to God. Think on yourself and where you stand. Amen. Where do you stand? Amen. With the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory.
The recording has started.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will you just begin to thank him on tonight? Glory to God. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. Let your thanks, amen, go before him on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just begin to bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Just come on and begin to bless him for his goodness. Bless him for his grace. Glory to God. For the Lord has been good to us. Glory to God, and he's brought us here yet again. Glory to God. Just come on and bless him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go in, people of God. Let's go all in. Amen, Jesus. No holds barred on tonight. Come on and bless him. Glory to God. Bless him. Hallelujah. As only you can. Come on and bless him tonight. Bless him on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell him who he is. Let him know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's sweet unto us. Glory to God. He's merciful unto us. Glory to God. And we give him thanks and we give him praise. Oboshe, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless your precious name. Father, we bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you for this day that you've kept us, this day. Glory to God. Hallelujah, that you protected us. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for you've been good to us. We thank you for your divine guidance on tonight. We bless your precious name. Father, we bless you on tonight. Glory to God. For if we had 10,000 tongues, Father, it wouldn't be enough to give you praise. But here we are in this time and in this hour. Father, we've come on today, glory to God, hallelujah, in singleness of heart. We come on tonight, glory to God, to bless you, hallelujah, to give you praise, hallelujah, to honor you, to exalt your name. Glory be to God for your goodness and your grace towards us on this night. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you for how you kept us all day long. We thank you for how you kept us all week long. Father, we thank you for how you kept us on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And glory to God, here we are on Friday, glory to God, preparing to enter into the Sabbath. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for every blessing, oh God. We thank you, glory be to God, for the blessing of life. We thank you for the blessing, glory be to God, for your keeping power. We thank you for the blessing of strength on tonight. Father, we thank you for the blessing of soundness of mind. We thank you for the blessing of keeping our families. Father, we thank you for unexpected blessings, oh God, that came to us, your people, throughout this week. And we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you for the blessing, oh God, for keeping your people all over the world. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for the blessing of healing. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for some, glory be to God, lay in hospital rooms, Father, but you're still keeping them. You got life. There's life unto them. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you for the blessing of life. We thank you for the blessing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. Bless you all. Glory to God for the blessing of provision on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the blessing of your son, Jesus, oh God, that you've given unto us. We thank you for the blessing of salvation on tonight. Father, we thank you for the blessing of your word on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you for the blessing, oh God, for guiding our footsteps along the way. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for the blessing of covering your people in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the blessing, oh God, for loving us, oh God, when we didn't love ourselves. But Father, we bless you on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. We bless you, Jose. We bless you tonight. We bless you for oneness, oneness of spirit. We bless you for unity of thought on tonight. Father, we thank you too. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For in the earth, oh God, we bless you on tonight. Oh God, you've given us your name. Oh God, we thank you on tonight that you've named your name upon us. And we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you for leaders on tonight, for your leaders that you've given us, your gifts to the body of Christ. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for the blessing to be with us. But you said by your word that you'd never leave us, nor would you forsake us. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for your blessing of your promises unto us. Your promises, oh, glory to God, unto us, a yea and amen. And Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost, glory to God, that you've given as our keeper, as our guide, to direct us in the right way that we should go. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for the sealing of your anointing. Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for your precious spirit, your glory of us, God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Thank you on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, we thank you. Yeah, glory, God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for keeping us, oh God, keeping us from dangers seen and unseen. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory
Father, we bless your name on tonight. Hey, God, we bless your name on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for the blessing, oh, God, to set your captives free, to carry your shiver. Oh, God, the captives, the captives. Father, we thank you on tonight for setting every captive free. Everyone, oh, God, that's bound, bound in their mind, bound in their soul, bound in their spirit. But we thank you on tonight. Thank you for your choice anointing. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, your anointing that breaks every yoke. Father, we thank you, oh, gloriosa. We thank you, oh, great emosa. We thank you, oh, tenomose. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory, oh, God. Thank you for calling us in the heavenly places. Oh, glory to God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory, God. Thank you on tonight. Thank you for the shaking on tonight. Thank you for the shaking, oh, God. Oh, God, to shake those things that are not of thee. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to you, Lamosa. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for showing yourself strong and showing yourself mighty, mighty to deliver. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for being the light of our salvation. Thank you for being the light of the world. Father, we thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for turning around adverse situations. Those situations, oh, glory to God, that the enemy set up, oh, God, to derail your people. But we thank you for flipping and turning it out. Yeah, say, thank you for turning it over in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for vindication on the night. Thank you for vindicating your people. Thank you for causing your righteousness to be exalted in the lives of your people. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you all over the earth. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you for your spirit. Oh, God, resting in the earth. Resting in the earth. Oh, God, in every crack, in every crevice. Father, we thank you all tonight. In every village, we thank you all. Glory to God. In every countryside, we thank you all tonight. Even in the valley of the shadows of death. Father, we thank you tonight. Father, the Nebuchadnezzar, oh, God, on the mountains, we thank you. In the valleys, we thank you. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you. Hey, 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 huh? Oh, God, for your eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the evil of men. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you for hearing the cry of your people. Thank you for hearing the cry of your people, oh, God. We thank you tonight, oh, God, for looking upon the weeping hearts. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for looking upon the hung down heads. We thank you on tonight, Father, for looking, oh, glory to God, upon the souls of your people, oh, God, that have gone through much. Oh, God, but you are the repairer of the breach. We thank you tonight. You restore the soul of your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you for you are the balm of Gilead. Oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight for you are El Shaddai. Oh, God, everything that we need, you are. Everything that we need, Father, you are. And we give you thanks tonight. We exalt your name. We bless your name. Glory to God. We bless your name in the earth. We bless your name. Glory to God. Right where we are, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your higher. We bless your name. Hey. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Glory to God. We bless your name. Glory to God. And with all that is within us, we thank you tonight. Yeah, God, we thank you. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you for hearing our petition. Father, we're asking you to look upon this people. Glory to God. Look upon this people. Glory to God. All over the earth, look upon this people. Oh, God, look upon us. Oh, God, not in your wrath. Glory to God, but in your mercies and in your tender loving kindness. Look upon us, glory be to God. Look upon your people, oh God, and see the needs and see the desires. And Father, move favorably for your people. And for this we give you thanks, for this we give you praise, Father. And we do declare that we shall declaratively praise you. We shall praise you with the understanding. We won't hold back, glory to God, but we give you everything that's due unto thee. Father, for you created us to praise you. Hallelujah. You created us to praise you. Uh-huh. Woo, for you inhabit the praises of your people, and we give you thanks. Woo, glory to God. Teach us how to praise you. Teach us how, oh, glory to God, to release a pleasing praise unto thee. Teach us, glory be to God, hallelujah, not to be selfish in our praise, oh God, but give unto you the glory that's due unto your name. Teach us, glory be to God, that the praise is not for ourselves, but it's for you to give your glory. Hallelujah. For the angels, oh God, around the throne, they cry, holy, 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 praising you day in and day out. Father, teach us how to praise you. Teach us how to release a praise unto you. Glory be to God. A praise, glory to God, that the angels, oh God, that they will come, glory to God, and they will praise with us as we give you a holy praise, a praise that's pleasing unto you. Glory to God. Hear our prayer. Woo, God, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry on tonight. Father, do it tonight. He did it in your Messiah. Do it tonight. Do it tonight. Father, work on us. Work on us, Father. Work on us. Woo, God, and deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us, oh God. Deliver us. Oh, glory to God. Deliver us from ourselves. Oh, God, our self-righteous ways. Deliver us. Woo, God, until we cry unto thee, our Father. Yield unto thee. Yield unto thee. Glory to God. Yielding unto thee. Oh, God, giving you the reins. Giving you the control. Giving, hey, hey. Hallelujah. Giving unto thee, oh God, all that's due unto thy precious name. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Again, we thank you for turning around situations. We thank you on tonight. Thank you, oh Moshe. We thank you tonight for the testimonies, oh God, that's coming up this line, that's coming, oh God, because your people here, oh God, and come to faith. We thank you tonight, Yeshua. We thank you tonight, your Messiah. We thank you tonight, oh God, for the testimonies, oh God, that the world cannot even contain, Father. But we thank you that you've chosen your people, glory be to God, that are called by your name. We thank you tonight for the humbling, for the yielding. We thank you tonight, Father, and we say, have your way. Look upon us yet again, even now. Sanctify us. Sanctify us, oh God. Deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us from what we think unto what you know. And Father, for this we thank you. Father, for this we praise you. Father, for this we glorify you. In the isles of the sea, in the Middle East, oh God, in Russia, hey, hey, hey. Woo, God, there's a people. And we thank you tonight for your people. Glory be to God all over the land. We bless you tonight. Thank you, oh God, for causing us to be the apple of your eye. We thank you tonight. And, Father, we say, have your way. Do what you will on this line tonight. Do what you will in the midst of this people. Let us not leave the line the same. Let us not leave this line the same. Oh, God, but give somebody, glory to God, cause somebody to have a personal encounter with you. Oh, God, that young man, that young woman, glory to God, that boy, that girl that's been waiting, waiting on your manifestation. Father, manifest yourself. Show yourself even more real unto your people. Give somebody a divine visitation, a divine visitation. Father, do it tonight. Hey, lady, that's the high. Woo, she come to a rainbow shop. Glory, hey, hey. Woo, God, unto those whom are ready, Father, give them a divine visitation. Glory be to God. And we thank you tonight. We bless you for your power. We bless you for your might. We bless you for your precious anointing that breaks every yoke and every chain. We bless you tonight for speaking to the hearts of your people. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight for taking us higher, oh God, taking us higher in you. Father, we bless you tonight. Glory be to God. We glorify you. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cause your glory to rest upon you. Woo! But here am I. Cause your glory to rest upon us, your people. Cause your light, your glory, oh God, to shine upon us. Oh God, even in the forehead. Cause your glory, oh God, your righteousness. Cause it to rest upon us, oh God, that the world would see and that they would come and that they would know, oh God, hallelujah, Moshe, God, that there is a God, hey, a true and a living God, and that you live within us. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We honor and we do glorify you, your precious name. We thank you. Glory to God. Be glorified. Father, be glorified. Hallelujah. Be glorified in us. Be glorified in us. Yes, yes, yes. Be glorified in us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for your word. Glory to God. We thank you for your prepared word for your people on today. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. Thank you for sanctifying us. Thank you for sanctifying our minds. Thank you for sanctifying yet again our spirits. We thank you for sanctifying our soul. And thank you for touching and reviving our bodies. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. And Father, we say, have your way. We thank you for your word. Glory be to God. Cause it to have free course on tonight. Glory to God. Bless your man servant on tonight. Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory be to God. Bless him, oh God, wherever he is. Bless his ministry even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We lift our hearts. And we said thank you. We bless you in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody tonight. Glory to God. Just say amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless him on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. For this night. Amen. Glory to God for all that the Lord. Listen. All that the Lord has already done. Amen. It's already done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's already done. Glory to God. It's already done. Hallelujah. And we give the Lord thanks and we give him praise for what he's already done. See it, people of God. See it and know it. Glory to God that it's already done. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. Amen. Again, we thank him for this opportunity. We thank God for you, people of God, for coming. Amen. Thank you for coming on out. Amen. To be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Glory to God. Rebroadcasting. Amen. As we said, amen. 500 and something days, amen, Jesus, of nothing but word, amen, nothing but word, amen, glory to God, word and prayer, amen, but we're rebroadcasting on tonight, amen, number 297, glory be to God, we're going to Nassau, Bahamas, we're going to Nassau, Bahamas, amen, glory to God, amen, the man of God, amen, has promised to come on and be back with us very, very soon, and we're excited about it, amen. But tonight, amen, we're going to 297, amen, Jesus, going to, amen, Vision of God Outreach Ministry over there in Nassau, Bahamas, glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the man of God, amen, Jesus, Pastor Howard Mott on tonight. God bless you, man of God. God bless you on this night in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get the man of God in on tonight.
And it has been a blessing and a privilege to be here on tonight. At 700 islands, amen, spread to hold the length of the breadth of the Bahamas, 100 square miles of land, sea, and salt. And truly God has been great to us, amen, in the midst of this pandemic, and all that is going on in the world. You've been a blessing to us, even in Hurricane Dorian and the other hurricanes that have came here and touched this land. But yet, because of the mercies and the grace of God, we kept faith and understanding of who God is, and we were able to survive. And I just want to, before I go on any further, I just want to say greetings and blessings, amen, to our apostle and the prophet Darrell Taylor, amen, Jesus, and to the rest of the ministers and pastors and evangelists and apostles who owns an S.D. James Evangelistic Association, and to all the preachers that are listening to us on tonight worldwide, speaking live and direct from the Bahamas, amen, Nassau in the Bahamas, and truly God has been great, and I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And truly God has been a great blessing to us, amen, Jesus, and I just want to come to you tonight, amen, for but a short time. So if you have your Bibles, let us now even go into the Word of God. Amen, Jesus. I want you to turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, beginning at verse 12. Habakkuk, chapter 3, beginning at verse 12. You have your Bible. I just want to give you a few seconds, amen, that you get the Word of God, because he declared, even in his Word, that heaven and earth shall pass away, word shall stand forever. And he said, thy word, amen, Jesus, that I have exalted even above my name. And I want to read to you in the hearing this passage. And it says, thou didst march through the land and dig nations, and thou didst trust heathens in anger. And thou didst went forth for the salvation of thy people, even the salvation within with thy anointed. And thou wouldest the head of the host of the wicked, by discovering the foundation unto the neck, Selah, hallelujah. Thou didst strike through and strive the head of his village, and they came out of a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thy horse, and thou and go through the troop, to the heap of great waters. And when I heard, my belly tremble and my lips quiver at the voice, the rottenness enter into my bones, and I tremble in myself, that I may rest in the day of trouble, when he cometh up unto the people, and he will invade them with his troop. Though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stirrup. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation, the Lord God of my strength. And he will make my feet like high feet, and he will make me to walk upon high place, to the chief singer on the string instruments. Come on, say hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, God, even on tonight, that you have given us this opportunity, oh, God, to present the word of God unto the nations of the earth. Almighty God, I pray that even on tonight, those that will hear the word of God, oh, God, and impart it unto even their people, I pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, even those that are driving in their cars, God, those that are in their home, God, those, oh, God, that are traveling by the way of airplane, wherever they are, under the sound of our voice, oh, God, on tonight, I pray, oh, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that thou would touch them. God, that a transformation, oh, God, and a reformation, oh, God, would be in their soul. I pray, oh, God, that revival will break out, oh, God, in the midst of their life. I pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that divine healing and deliverance will come unto them by the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the will of the enemy. I come against every dark force. I come against every unclean spirit. I come against the witches and the warlocks. I come against the voodoo man. I pray, oh God, even against the Amon. I pray, oh God, even against the Unger man. Every force of darkness, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is against you even now by the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind your powers. I bind your will in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you even now in Jesus' name. And when I look at this word of God, even on tonight by Habakkuk, I see a man, amen, Jesus, that was going through trials and troubles and tribulation in the land of Israel in the days that he was yet alive in the earth. And there were many things, amen, he began to question God on, because he did not understand that yet we were serving God and we were walking upright before God. But yet, the same way God was dealing with the wicked and the unjust, yet the church had to go through the same period. And he questioned God on many things and didn't understand why it was happening unto the church. When I look at the word of God, amen, Jesus, even in the earth today, and things that are happening around the world, not just in the nation of the Bahamas, amen, Jesus, but in Red China and Russia and China, amen, Jesus, even in South America and North America, amen, Jesus, in Europe, and folks are questioning certain things. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? And why is this, as God is not listening? But the word of the Lord declared even to Habakkuk that even though we go through these things, word of God declares, amen, Jesus, if there is nothing to eat, no feed on the land, there's no water, we must trust in the living God. Our hope, our strength, our understanding must be in God, because we have to understand that even though we go through these things, if we trust in God, he will see us through. And the word of God declares, even to Habakkuk, amen, Jesus, he is questioning, amen, Jesus, when he looked, and even he wanted something to eat, it seems as if there was nothing. And I question, amen, Jesus, even sometime when we look in this land, amen, Jesus, and the government, amen, Jesus, wants to question even themselves in trying to understand that in the midst of all of these things that are going on, folks are complaining, folks are murmuring, and folks are trying to figure out what is going on. And I have to look back, even in the days of old, and I have to look at Moses. The word of the Lord declared that even when Moses was a baby, amen, Jesus, and God spoke, amen, Jesus, to his mother, they put him in a basket. Amen, Jesus, and he grew up. Amen, Pharaoh's daughter saw him, and she didn't understand, but yet she took him out. Amen, and he grew up in the house of the Egyptian. But when he became 40, the word of the Lord came to him, and he went to the field. And he didn't understand, amen, how come the people of God were suffering. And it said that, amen, he saw one of the Egyptians beating the persons of God. And the word of the Lord declared that he slew the person. But he would think, and his own would understand, because sometimes when you go through things to you, try to get folks that admire you to try to reason and to understand with you, but they don't understand. The word of the Lord declared that he spoke even to his brothers, and he said to them, why slay ye one another? And they said to him, will you slay us also, like you slay the Egyptian priority? And because of this, the word of God declared that the man of God went out in the wilderness, and he went even to Jethro, and he declared that for some 40 years he kept Jethro's sheep, even in the desert. And the word of the Lord declared that after the 40 years now, bringing him into 80 years, when the word of the Lord came to him, and God spoke to him and tell him, now you must go back even into Egypt. Amen, that you must free the people of God. And he couldn't understand, God, how wise can me? Because I'm not a man of eloquent speech, and I can't cross my eyes, dot my T. But yet the word of the Lord came to him, and he went back even into Egypt. Amen, Jesus, and he went into Pharaoh. Amen, Jesus, when he got into Pharaoh, he thought that it was going to be easy. And sometimes when you look, even in your Christian life, sometimes you think that it can be easy. Because, you know, you hear the saying so many times, come to Jesus and everything is just going to be all right. But you have to understand that even when you come to Jesus, there's an enemy. There's a devil that has been plotting from you from the day that you came out of your mother's womb. In fact, Job put it like this. Job declares that, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. So he said, even concerning Job, Job began to describe to us the troubles and the trials that we would go through in life. And when we look even at Moses, after Moses went into Pharaoh, and he began to try to reason with Pharaoh, and the word of God declared that Pharaoh even made a glimpse of the throne of God. So when we look, amen, Jesus, even at our life, and the things that we go through, trials and troubles, even sometimes as preachers and evangelists and prophets, and apostles in the earth, and even lay members. Sometimes we go through trials and trouble even with one another. But we have to understand that if these men of God in the days of old that endure and were able to write 66 books, and they're no longer with us physically, but in the realms of the spirit, the Lord declared that they are cloud witness around us. So they're encouraging us to go on. And that's what we're doing tonight, even with one another. We're encouraging one another, even though it seems hard. And look, as if we cannot make it, and sometimes it looks like we almost want to give up, but we have to remember that we have so great a cloud of witness with us. We have Jeremiah, we have Isaiah, we have Ezekiel, we have Daniel, we have the prophet Elijah, we have the prophet Moses, we have Elijah, we have all of these men of God, even David and Daniel, those watching over us and telling us we can make it, because similar things that we're going through in the earth and similar things that we have already passed through, we are able to encourage one another. And I like how the Apostle Paul put it. He said to us, he said, listen, every one of us are living epistles. And I always tell my people, even at church, and I tell folks as I go along in life, I said, one of the greatest testimonies you can have is a life-given testimony. It is the things that you have gone through and the things that you're going through. Because a lot of time when you listen to other people's testimony, yes, it will encourage you and it will motivate you to go on. But sometimes what God allows is that he throw you in the fire just like the three Hebrew boys. Amen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And amen, Jesus, when they got before, amen, King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, listen, he said to these men, if you don't bow down to this idol, I'm throwing you in the fire. And the word of the Lord declared that they decided in themselves because they believe in the God that they believe in, that they did not bow their knees unto the God of King Nebuchadnezzar. The word of the Lord declared, and I like what the scripture said, those men that pick them up and throw them in the fire, they were also consumed by the fire. So sometimes when you're going through and it amazes you, you go to certain people and you try to get advice, amen, Jesus, and you find out that the people are wasting you. But you have to know that if you hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will see you through. And I'm telling you tonight by the word of the Lord, amen, Jesus, I will look around and see the things that are happening in the Isles of the Bahamas. Amen, Jesus, even the crime and even sometimes the shortage and even sometimes, like I said to you earlier, the widows and the wind deep and because of destruction to the house, sometimes you can feel the vibrations of the storm. And sometimes, amen, Jesus, you're shifting in the weather. And sometimes, amen, Jesus, when you look, you're a shortness of things. But I want to tell you that just like a backer, your trust and your hope must not be in the things that are around you, but you must have your trust in God. You must have your trust in the living God. And if you put your trust in the living God, people, I promise you on this live feed tonight, you know, sometimes even when I look, amen, from whence we came, and I said, like I always remind myself, our ancestors brought us over here, not racism, but I'm preaching reality, but our ancestors brought us over here on ships. And when we came here, before we landed on this island, there were a group of people by the name of the Caribs and the Arawaks, and they were here on this land. And the word of the Lord declared that when they brought us here, amen, Jesus, they realized that because of the structure of our bodies, we were able to survive these people. We were able to survive in these lands. Sometimes we ate cassava. Sometimes we ate grain corn. Sometimes we ate the fish of the sea. Sometimes the water supply was contaminated because we drank brackish water. But by the grace and the mercies of God, our ancestors were able to survive to that we will be here today. Amen, Jesus. And some of us even don't know what it is to pick cotton of the field. Some of us don't know what it is to herd cattle. Some of us don't know what it is to suffer because of modern technology. Some folks seem to have it all. Telling you based on our ancestors' experience. And sometimes when I listen to my grandmother and my great-grandmother, they will share stories and they will share experience of how they went through. And there were days. They mentioned to me certain particular storms like Bessie. And they mentioned to me Andy and all of these other storms that they were able to survive. And back in those days, they had all this modern technology to track the storm. They said that they were scented by the wind and they were scented by the movement of the animals. And what they'll do sometimes because their homes couldn't survive the hurricanes, they would go into the caves and they would go into the rock that the rocks were able to survive. And when I think about this, I think about the word of God that says to us that God is our rock. He's the refuge and our salvation. And I'm saying to you tonight, everyone that is on this live feed on tonight, I'm saying to you tonight, if you believe in the living God, you shall be able to make it. And sometimes when you look at your life, amen, Jesus, I told you, I won't be with you the long, but when I look even at my life on tonight, I can imagine from whence I came. You know, sometimes I look over my family life and I see some of them that are doing things that are contrary and things that are confused. And I say to myself, I say, my God, can you believe and imagine that I was like that? Because like I'm saying to you on tonight, amen, Jesus, you know, I listened to some folks and they said that they were born in church. Some folks said, amen, that there was a child and they were born in church. But I can verify to you on tonight that I didn't grow up in no church. Amen, Jesus. I grew up, amen, Jesus, on the street. I sold drugs. I had better guns than the police officers. But I'm telling you, amen, Jesus, and the Spirit of the Lord began to convict me. The Spirit of the Lord began to bring me in. And I told God, I said, listen, God, I want to get saved. But, amen, Jesus, I got to get rich on this drug trade first. Folks, I'm telling you, there were millions and millions of dollars that were passing to the eyes of the Bahamas. And I said to the Lord, amen, Jesus, even from Colombia, and it was coming here from Jamaica, and even Hispaniola. Folks, I'm telling you, they were bringing it here. And I said, Lord, after I get rich, then I will serve you. And folks, sometimes, you know, we try to reason and bargain with God. Amen, Jesus, because we believe that God, we have time on our side. But I'm telling you, as I begin to reason and bargain with God, I'm telling you, God had a calling on my life. Amen, Jesus. I hear folks, their glorious story about how they get saved. And I want to say to you, amen, Jesus, on tonight, on this live stream, folks, I'm telling you, I wasn't always saved. The Spirit of the Lord, amen, Jesus, convicted me. And I said, Lord, no, I'm coming to you, but I got to get rich, folks. Folks, and I'm telling you, amen, Jesus, I had a God experience just like, amen, Daniel had experience, like Ezekiel had experience, like John the Revelator. And I'm telling you, amen, Jesus, even as a child, I can remember I was at the age, amen, Jesus, of 19, and the Spirit of the Lord began to convict me and said, God, I got to get rich for you. So when I get rich, then I will serve you. But folks, I'm telling you, I'll never forget in 1987, the Spirit of the Lord began to convict me. And I'm telling you, I had experience, amen, Jesus, where I died. And the Lord took my spirit out of my body, and I went down belly of hell, just like Jonah. Amen, Jesus. And just like, amen, when you read the story of Lazarus. And I'm telling you, I had that experience, amen, Jesus. And when I was in the belly of hell, I spoke to the Lord, and I called him by his name. Sometimes, folks, I'm telling you, you hear folks say Allah, you hear some say Jah, you hear some, amen, Jesus, say Jehovah. But I'm telling you, in 1987, when I called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I said, Jesus, listen, if you save me from this, I'll serve you the rest of my life. Folks, I'm telling you, by the power of Almighty God, just like spoken in the book of Ecclesiastes, that in the day of death, no man can retain the spirit. But I remember the word of God in the book of Romans 10 and verse 10. It says that if thou shalt call on the name of the Lord thy God, thou shalt be saved. And when I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I came back out of the belly of hell. And I said, Lord, I'll serve you. But I sad to say, I went back selling drugs again. Amen, Jesus. And I got flirted because I was trying to get rich. I was trying to get that quick and hook fix up. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I had a God experience again. God sent these two missionary ladies and they began to tell me about Jesus. And folks, I went to church on August 8, 1987. You know, sometimes you have some experiences, some days in your life, but that's one day in my life I will never forget. When I went to church, there was this young man preaching on the story, John chapter 11, 25 and 26. And Jesus said, amen, Jesus, even to Martha, because she began to question, and she asked Jesus, how can Lazarus live again? He's already dead. He can't come back this way no more. And she didn't realize that she was talking to the life giver, the God of the living and not the God of the dead. And he said unto her, he said, listen, he said, I say unto you, I am the resurrection and the life. Though he would be dead, yet shall he live. And he said that whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And folks, as I sit in that church, amen, Jesus, August 8, 1987, I heard the voice of God spoke to me. And he said, you, when you saw the darkness and felt that torment, that you was on your way to hell. And I'm telling you right there and then, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, personal Savior. And I want to tell you tonight, rejoicing at saying this. When I came to Jesus, amen, they made it sound so good. They made it sound like when you come to Jesus, everything will be just all right. The devil ain't going to bother you no more. You ain't going to have no trials. Your family and everybody going to love you. And everything just going to be sweet like a pie in the sky. Well, boy, I want to tell you the truth on tonight. When you come to Jesus, just like Job, just like Isaiah, just like Ezekiel, just like Jeremiah that was down in the pit, just like Joseph was down in the pit. When you come to Jesus, all hell goes against you. But I want to tell you one thing, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like he spoke unto Peter, he said, listen, upon you, Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I want to say to you on tonight that the closer you get to the Lord Jesus Christ, the closer you get to God, I'm telling you, just like Jesus did, the word of the Lord declared for some 40 days, he fasted. And after he fasted for 40 days, he think it was going to just be all right. But after the 40 days, lo and behold, the devil himself came to Jesus on three occasions and began to reason and try to get Jesus to fail who and whom he believed. But I want to let you know, because of the word of God that was laid out in his belly, the word of God that was alive, the word of God that was kicking, the word of God that was true, the word of God that had power and life, It came alive in him and was able to bottle everything and every word that the devil told against him. When the devil tried to give him the whole world and tried to convince him that everything he could have, he said to him, he said, listen, thou shalt have no other God but the living God. And folks, I want to let you know on tonight that after that trials and troubles was over, the word of God declared that every angel that was in heaven, every angel that was around the throne of Almighty God came down and spoke face to face to the Lord Jesus Christ, because in him was the life, and the life was the life of God. And I want to say to you tonight on this live feed, folks, you can make it. Yes, the world is in trouble. Yes, the Chinese has orchestrated this. Amen, Jesus, with the rest of the world trying to get the church to turn against their God. Folks, I'm saying to you, with all the things that they're trying to put on us, the vaccine, the system that they're trying to place on us, even to control our money, GPS system where they control where we go, where we think, where we sleep. But I want to tell you tonight that in Jesus Christ, we live, move, and have our being. If we were to go from here to Nigeria, if we were to go from here to Kenya, if we were to go from here to Japan, if we were to go from here to South or North Korea, don't care what we go to, even if we face death like Saul, even if we face James, even if we face death like Stephen, whatever we've been doing in our life, the word of the God declared that even in death, I will declare the words of the Lord. And folks, I want to say to you tonight, on this life, I went through the whole land to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I heard even the leader of the great and the free nation. He said, before it get any better, it's going to get worse. But I want to say to you tonight, by the word of God, I remember that there was a prophet by the name of Elijah. He spoke even as the Ahab. He said, listen, God said to the land, it's going into famine for some 7 years. But the word of God declared that by the blindness and the famine, he spoke to the prophet Elijah and he said, listen, go on to the book of Kidron. And when he went to the book of Kidron, the word of the Lord declared for some 3.5 years, God sent the water be there. And while the water was there, the worst bird you could ever think about, the bird that was a scavenger of earth, the raven, for some 3.5 years went to the baker and brought Elijah bread every day. And when God saw it, it looked as if he was getting comfortable there, the word of the Lord declared that he tried the brook and he stopped the bird from coming. He said, get it from this place. Because sometimes you can get so comfortable in thinking that everything is going to be all right. We can get so comfortable in our cushioned pews. We can get so comfortable in our satellite TV. We can get so comfortable even in our air conditioning. We can get so comfortable riding a $50,000 car. We can get so comfortable because we have already put our children to university and colleges. We can get so comfortable because our jobs felt as if it was secure. We can get so comfortable because our pension plan has already been set. But what God did is that he turned up the whole earth. The word of the Lord declared that what is going on now, that your only trust could be in the living God. And I'm telling you, folks, after that water was dry up, after the word stopped coming, God spoke to the man of God and he said, listen, go unto the Tishbite woman. And then he went unto the woman, and then the word of God declared that the woman was gathered up on last stick. And the man of God did a man to tell the woman, listen, feed me, give me a meal for you. He said, sir, you don't understand what is going on right now. The whole world is in trouble. There isn't a food to be eat. And this man of God, Elijah, comes from the word and tell the people that they were going to famine. But the word of the Lord declared, he said, make me a cake first. If you bless the man of God, if you pay your tithe and offering, you don't have to come with no tricks, no gimmick, no scam. No one has to come and do no trick word, no street word. No one has to come to you with no buys or trick. But the word of God declared that when she made him a cake, some way, some mock, your mockery, the word of the Lord declared for some 3.5 years that our earth did not stay, nor did a flower. Amen, Jesus, the worms and the real godliness. For 3.5 years, the next 3.5 years, the word of the Lord declared that God freed the man of God. And folks, I'm telling you, if you go even to the book, amen, Jesus, and you look at Genesis, you see another prophet and a man of God by the name of Joseph. God put him down in that dungeon. Oh, God, I'm telling you, see, I want you to survive. You know, I ain't coming to give you no sweet words just to tickle your fancy. I'm trying to tell you tonight, if you walk up right before God, if you live holy and you preach the word of God in truth, amen, Jesus, and you tell the people, amen, Jesus, cover their sins and come to the will of God. See, because I don't care how you play the lottery. I don't care how you go to the bar. I don't care how you go in the strip club. There has to be a change in your life. There has to be a conversion. And once you come to the living God, Don't care what you're going on. God is going to shoot you. And I'm telling you, this man, Joseph, he was down in the dungeon. And while he was down in the dungeon, amen, the word of the Lord was still alive in his soul. And he spoke to Pharaoh's servant. What he said to him, he said, listen, Pharaoh's going to take over your head. And that's what he said, listen, you're going to come to complain again. He said, but I want you to do me a favor. When you get in there, I want you to remember the word of the Lord declared for some 2.5 years. You know, sometimes, folks, when you think that that's your body, they will leave you all alone. But just trust, like the word of God said, David said, I would encourage myself in the Lord. And the word of the Lord declared that some 2 years later, yes, Pharaoh had a dream. And the word of the Lord declared that when he came into Pharaoh, and this is what makes it important, when he came into Pharaoh, he was not boastful and he was not proud. He let Pharaoh know, listen, I can't interpret this dream just like Daniel, but I know that there is a God that sit on high and look low. With all of these idol gods that you have around you, they can't interpret this. And the word of the Lord declared that when God told him, amen, Jesus, the interpretation and the vision of Pharaoh, not only that, but Pharaoh said, listen, man, you get so much wisdom in you, I cannot let this thing go to waste. So for some 7 years, you're going to have to figure out the plan that we will last and survive in the earth. And I'm saving you the people of God all tonight. If you know the will of God, if you understand the power of God, you have now become the visionary. Because the word of the Lord declared that when Moses, amen, was dead, he spoke even unto Joshua. And he said, Joshua, listen, now Moses is dead. So we can't go back there. We can't dwell there. You have to pull on the vision that is in your heart. You have to pull on the reality that is in your soul and the dream and the understanding that you will pass it on to the people of God. You have to survive. The people are watching you to see if you can survive. So don't care what you're going through. Don't care how it looks. Don't care what they take from you. Don't care how they try to take it from you. Yes, COVID is raging in the earth. Yes, the plan of the enemy has now shifted to Japan. The virus has now shifted, amen, Jesus, to South Africa. The virus has now shifted to Brazil. The virus has now shifted to the UK. Because when you look at those nations, they are some of the most wickedest nations on the face of the earth. When you look at Brazil, what do you see? You see the Mardi Gras. You see the festival of folks dancing in the street. Folks doing all kinds of abominable things. The gays, the lesbians, the transvestites. When you go into England, you see the sea of the beach. You see Queen sitting on the throne. While she is sitting there, you see the Masonic Brotherhood. You see all of that darkness. And even when you go into Japan, you see the Imperial Master. You see the spirit of the dragon sitting in the ring of the fire. So even when you go into South Africa, you know, sometimes, because when we look at our kin folks, we are caught up in the Jesus of our ancestral spirit. But you've got to understand, you cannot dwell in your ancestral spirit. So when you go down there into South Africa, you see the gold, and you see the diamonds, and you see the emeralds. So what God has to do is that he has to awaken the spirit of our ancestors among them so that they can understand that they have to turn away from their ancestral spirit and come to the living God. So that don't have nothing to do with religion. This has the whole thing to do with Jesus. Because when you look at the vision, religion, you will see all kind of denomination in religion. When you look at Christianity in the earth, you see all kind of things. But I'm saying to you all tonight, those that are under the sound of my voice, that are riding in their cars, those that are on the road, I'm saying to you all tonight that you have to know the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. Yes, we are in a time now where we must go from faith to faith. And I'm telling you, the Lord spoke to me and he said, listen, when I come, shall I find so great faith in the earth? Folks, I'm telling you, we are in a time now where the mega church and folks that have been preaching this prosperity gospel, their powers and their will to control has been broken. And now folks realizing now that the government, not just of the United States, and because I'm so good, cannot do it, but we have to trust in the living God. Our hope has to totally be in the God of Daniel. Our hope has to be in the God of Peter. Our hope has to be in the God of John the Revelator. We have come to a time and a place where the word of God said that though the vision tarry, yet shall it be accomplished. And I'm telling you tonight, if you believe in what Habakkuk said, he said, but look around. It seems as if there was nothing to be. But oh, he trusts in the living God. And I bless you tonight. I bless you tonight wherever you are in the face of the earth. I bless you tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ and let you know that you can make it. There is no failure in God. The only failure that we have is when we fail. But if we trust and hold on to the living God, we will get just one grain of corn and we drop it in the ground. Well, the Lord declared that all of that grain of corn shall spring many corn. And I'm saying to you tonight, the word that is in your belly has now come to a day and an hour that it must come alive. We've been talking this now, but now the reality has kicked in. While folks are committing suicide, and folks are hooked on drugs, and folks are turning to prostitution. I said earlier, folks turning to the numbers, and folks are turning to the witchcraft workers, and folks turning to the opium mind. But me and you trust must be in the living God. The days of old, when they spoke, amen, Jesus, and King Nebuchadnezzar also had a dream. And he called for all the liars, the soothsayers. He called for the pound reader. He called for the Australian, the astrologist. And none of them could interpret it. But when Daniel came in there, he said, hear me now. There is a God that is above all your gods that is able to see you through this. And he gave them the interpreting of that which is to come. And now we are in that time when the word of God declares what Daniel spoke, what Ezekiel spoke, what Isaiah, Jeremiah, and even the prophet David spoke. We are in that time now, and we shall survive. We shall overcome. We shall make it through if we keep our trust in the living God. God bless you on tonight. Have a wonderful and a blessed night all the way from the Bahamas. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you wherever you are on the face of the earth. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Amen, Jesus. Let us pray now. Almighty God, I pray, oh God, even for those, oh God, who was listening to this live cast on tonight. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, everyone that are under the sound of my voice, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless them. And God, most of all, that you will strengthen them, that they will be able to survive. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, even those, oh God, that are on their way out of the earth. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover them by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That even as they go under the altar to pray, oh God, for us. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will grant them divine entrance in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray in the name of Jesus you declare even by your word that where you see the blood that you will pass over. God, pray in the name of Jesus that in the midst of all of the sickness and the mutations of the disease in the earth, God, I pray for your people that you, Lord Jesus, will heal and protect them by the angels of Almighty God. I pray, oh God, that goodness and mercy, beauty and bounds, oh God, will be over them and the Bible over them will be love. I pray, oh God, even in the name of Jesus, those that are sick, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will visit them even upon their bed. Go into the hospital. Go into the nursing home. Go into the schools. Go into the prisons. Go, oh God, even now on the streets of every nation that you will rise the sons and daughters that will declare this word. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will rise the sons and daughters to declare the glory of God. And I thank you even now in Jesus' name. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, all those under the sound of my voice. You have any prayer requests or anything like that, you can just let us know. You pray, amen, Jesus, even for you now, from the Bahamas.
God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you on tonight. What an encouraging word. Amen, Jesus. We must trust in the true, in the living God. Amen. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what it's unfolding as. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We at this time and in this hour, glory to God, as the man of God has declared, we must know the Lord for ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. So it doesn't matter. Glory be to God. The scripture even so declares those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. Glory be to God that even in this time, even in this hour, glory to God, there is a people. There is a people that hold forth the vision of God. Amen. Glory to God. And we can declare, I believe, on tonight, glory to God, that we are that people. Amen. Glory be to God. So we, people of God, it doesn't matter what it looks like. We're not defeated. Glory be to God. But we are overcomers. Amen. And we shall make it. We shall. Say, I shall. I shall. Amen. Glory be to God. We shall survive. Amen. We thank God tonight. Glory to God for the word of the Lord coming from Pastor Mott all the way from the Bahamas. All the way. Amen. I think their slogan and their logo is, amen, we is greater in Bahamas. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God on tonight for this great declared word. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. The man of God has pointed out some very direct things. Amen. Glory be to God. You may want to get a copy of this broadcast tonight. You just may want to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. To go and listen to it again. To listen to it again, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. Because there was some serious information that came out. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Some systemic, amen, tracking of the enemy. Glory be to God to let us know what's going on in the earth. But we bless God on tonight, amen, for his messenger, glory to God, that has come and revealed unto us, people of God, amen, by the light of the word of this glorious gospel, so that we will not be in darkness, amen, but that we will, amen, see. God given us eyes to see. He's given us a heart to understand. Amen. He's given us his word, glory to God, that show forth and shine forth the light, glory be to God. And it's that light that shineth in darkness. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord again for the man of God. We bless, amen, him for this word on tonight again. We want to encourage you to get a copy. Get a copy, get a copy, get a copy. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Even if it was a little fast for you, amen, Jesus, go ahead and get a copy. Amen. Glory to God. Replay it, replay it, and replay it. Amen. But we bless God on tonight. We thank the Lord, amen, for the man of God. Amen, for availing himself at this time in this hour. Amen, Jesus, to be a blessing, to be a blessing unto us. Amen, to come and let you know, glory to God, that you shall make it. Glory to God. You shall make it. It doesn't matter what is going on. Amen, Jesus. At this time, people of God, we have got to grab a hold to the horns of the altar. Amen. We've got to grab a hold to the horns of the altar. And we have to pray and pray and pray. Amen, Jesus, that the will of the Lord be done in our lives. That the will of the Lord be done in the earth. Glory to God. So we again bless God for the man of God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. He has already prayed. Amen. We do pray, glory to God, that afore, amen, that you already had your prayer petitions ready. Amen, Jesus, that you're believing God. Amen. Glory to God, that you believe God. Amen. Do you believe this word? Amen. Do you believe the word of the Lord? Amen. Do you believe the word of the Lord? Glory to God. That's what it all boils down to. Amen. Do you really believe, glory to God, do you believe the word of the Lord? And do you believe that he is who he said he is? Amen. Glory to God. And he's not hard of hearing. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We pray that even as the prayer was going forth, that you were able to link up. Amen. Glory to God, that you were able to touch and agree, glory to God, on the self-same word. Amen. And that's how we have to do it, people of God. We've got to come to faith. We've got to grab it. We've got to hold it. Glory be to God. Hey, Shanabo. Glory to God. We've got to hold it. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We got to hold it. Amen. Because, listen, people of God, everything is going down. But that word is not going anywhere. Amen. The world is sustained by the word of the Lord, the spoken word. Glory to God. He spoke and it was. Amen. He spoke and it's in place. Glory be to God. So So we bless the Lord on tonight, amen, that we believe, amen, the word of the Lord, amen. So we bless God on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight, amen. Glory to God. But we do want to open the lines tonight. If there's anyone on tonight, glory to God, if you're not saved, people of God, if you're not saved, glory be to God. Yes, the Lord is blessing his people. Yes, he's moving for his people. Glory be to God. But people of God, the Lord wants you saved. It's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all, every one of us, amen, should come to repentance. Amen. Glory to God. He wants you saved, people of God. He wants you saved. Glory be to God. And as the scripture declares, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Glory to God. And all these other things, glory to God, they shall be added unto thee. Amen. But first and foremost, the glory to God. Amen. The Lord wants you saved. Amen. He's concerned about you. We're created in the image and likeness of God. Amen, Jesus. And he does not want to destroy his creation. Amen. Glory to God. He don't want to see you go down, people of God. He loves you just that much. And it is for this cause that he died. Glory to God, that you too could have a right, glory to God, to the tree of life. You too can be transformed into his kingdom. Glory be to God. You too can be saved. You can be delivered. You can be set free. It's for this cause that he died. Ha! Glory God. Hallelujah. You got to see it, people of God. Glory to God. You got to see the cause. Amen. Not just see him on the cross. Glory to God, not just see him hung, bled, and died, glory to God, but see the cause, and that cause was for you, it was for me, glory to God, hallelujah, he paid a great price, amen, glory to God, don't let it die and be in vain, glory to God, and tonight, glory to God, if you're not saved on tonight, people of God, you can be saved. Amen. Glory to God. If you want to make that choice, and as I always say, my grandmother used to say, it just takes a well-made-up mind. Make up your mind. Make up your mind that you're not going to be lost. Make up your mind that you're not going to hell. Glory be to God. Make up your mind, glory to God, that you want to be with him in eternity. Make up your mind, glory to God, that hell is not for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make up your mind. Glory be to God. Amen. And if that's you on tonight, glory to God, if you want to be saved, amen, if you want to give your life to the Lord, glory to God, you can do so tonight. You can do so right now. Glory to God. You don't have to wait, glory to God, for the church doors to open on Sunday, glory to God, or tomorrow. Glory to God, you can do it right now. Ha-ya, ha-ya. Glory to God. You can do it right now. Glory be to God at the confession of your faith. Amen, Jesus, if you believe. So on tonight, amen, if there's anyone, amen, if you're not saved and you desire to be saved, glory to God, you can press *6 and come over. Glory to God, press *6, amen, and come over to the platform side. Amen, Jesus, and we will pray the prayer of faith with you. Amen. Glory to God, that salvation will come unto you. The Lord is ready. He's ready. He's ready. Glory be to God. He's ready. Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Will there be one? Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Anyone that wants to be saved on tonight, glory to God. Anyone that wants to be saved, you want to give your life to the Lord, you're tired of living the way you're living. You're tired of getting the same old results, glory to God, and you just have made you want to make a conscious decision, amen. After you've tried everything else, glory to God, now you want to try Jesus, amen. Glory to God. If that's you on tonight, glory be to God, you can press *6. You can press *6 and come over to the platform side, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is waiting. The Lord is waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting for you. Amen. Glory be to God. He is waiting for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. If there are none, amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Or, amen, if there are, amen, Jesus, if you have made that conscious decision on tonight, glory be to God, right where we are, right where you are, glory to God, we give you thanks. We give God thanks. Amen. We thank God for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Perhaps you heard this word on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, because we realize that there are so many that are listening via radio. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, glory be to God. If that's you on tonight, amen, and the hand of the Lord is moving upon you, glory be to God. Amen. We just want to, amen, pray the prayer of salvation on tonight. Amen. You can, amen, just repeat after me, amen, or pray with me on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. And say unto him tonight, Father, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, I come unto you on tonight. I come giving you thanks. I come giving you praise. Father, I ask you on tonight to look upon me. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of my iniquities on tonight. Father, and I ask you to come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Glory be to God. In the precious name of Jesus. For I yield unto you tonight. I give my all unto you, and I ask that you have your way in my life, in the precious name of Jesus. Come, glory be to God. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Hey, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, I give you thanks, I give you praise. Father, you said by your word I didn't have to beg, Father, but all I had to do was ask. And tonight I thank you. I thank you for hearing me. I thank you for hearing me always. I give you thanks, praise, I give you honor, I give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, amen, for all that he's done. We thank him on tonight for his glory. We thank him for his grace, his great salvation unto you. In the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. And if you prayed that prayer, glory to God, we say welcome tonight. We say welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Welcome into the kingdom on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Now we say unto you, amen, Jesus, if you prayed that prayer, amen, Jesus, we want you, people of God. We want you, amen, to find you a Bible-believing church. Amen. Glory to God. If you can come over, amen, if you're listening, glory to God, if you made that confession on tonight, glory to God, at some point, glory to God, we invite you to come, amen, and dial into the platform and let us know, glory to God, let us know where you are. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps we can help direct you to a Bible-believing, teaching, Holy Ghost-filled, fire-baptized, amen, church. Amen. Because once you get it, amen, once you ask the Lord to come into your life, people of God, it's imperative, it's important, amen, Jesus, that you continue on, that your soul continue to be fed. It's like a car, amen. Once you fill a car with gas, amen, that car can only go so far, amen. But you've got to stay around the fire. You've got to stay, amen, in that place where you can be fed, where you can be refueled, amen, that you can be maintenance, amen. Glory be to God that you can, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, grow in the grace of God, amen. So we bless God for you, amen, again, if you're listening by radio, and if you can at some point call in to let us, glory be to God, let's give you the number, and that number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. 1-800-273-8891. Amen. You can certainly send us a text message and get a copy. Amen. I'm sorry. You can certainly call us. Amen, Jesus. And just let us know if you've made that decision to, amen, turn your life, amen, over to Christ. Amen. Now listen, people of God, you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. You can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. You can simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, any of our international listeners, you can certainly request a copy of the broadcast. And that number is, amen, you can request that copy via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. That's via WhatsApp. Amen, for our international listeners. We thank God for those of you that have already, amen, begun sending in your requests for copies on tonight. Glory to God. We will certainly get it to you within 24 hours. We thank God tonight, amen, for, amen, his messenger. Glory to God, the man of God, all the way from Bahamas. Glory to God, we realize that it was a lot of information. So we therefore encourage you to get a copy and listen to it again and again and again. Amen. Glory to God. That's what we have to do. We have to listen, amen, Jesus, until our hearing becomes sharpened. Amen. Glory be to God. So do get your copy. Amen, Jesus. Get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. We want to thank God for you again. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night, people of God. Tomorrow night, amen. Glory to God. The prayer warriors will be going forth. Amen. Glory to God. The prayer warriors will be going forth on tomorrow. Glory to God. So we encourage you to get your petitions. Amen. Get them ready. Amen. Get them ready. Amen. Get them ready. Again, as we said, be intentional about your coming here to this line. Be intentional, glory to God, to hear from the Lord, to see what the Lord will say concerning you or concerning your loved ones. Amen. Concerning your neighbors. Glory to God. Be intentional. Amen. Don't just come to be coming. Amen. Don't waste time. Glory be to God, but come intentionally, amen, to hear a word from the Lord. Come on tomorrow night, get your prayer petitions, amen, get your petitions ready, amen, Jesus. They'll be going forth praying for you, amen, on behalf, amen, Jesus, of the people of God, amen, interceding, amen, touching God, touching the throne, glory to God, on your behalf, amen, so that you might be blessed, so that you might get what you need from the Lord. Amen. So we bless God for the man of God again on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Man of God, we pray for you now. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. By right now, by faith, glory to God, we touch and agree. Glory to God, we pray that the Lord would bless, that the Lord would keep you. We pray on tonight that the Lord would cause his face yet to shine upon you now. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray on tonight that the Lord will bless your ministry, that the Lord, amen, would expand your borders, glory to God, in there in Nassau, Bahamas, and beyond, glory to God, all over the earth. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that he would strengthen you in this hour. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory to God, that he would give you your very heart's desire in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that he would move for you. Glory to God, that he would move for your family now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray the blood covering of the Lord Jesus upon you, upon your family, upon your ministry now in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory be to God, again that he strengthen you, hallelujah, in the days ahead, glory to God, even as you deliver, glory to God, this word unto the people of God. We pray on tonight that doors would be open unto you, glory to God, for this glorious gospel on this precious night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, glory to God, that he give you your very heart's desires in the precious name of Jesus. We do pray on tonight. We believe God by faith that it's already done. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray that his anointing rest upon you, you again, that he will cover you. In the precious name of Jesus, we do believe in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we bless the Lord again on tonight. Amen. We bless God for your coming. We thank God for you. We thank you again for those that are requesting copies of the broadcast. We thank God for you. We'll get them out to you. Amen. Again, as we said, within 24 hours. People of God, we love you. We appreciate you. Amen. And we want to invite you. We want to invite you to come on back on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Tell somebody, glory to God, tell somebody, amen, to bring their petitions. Glory to God, as these women of God go forth, amen, being led by the Spirit of the Lord, amen, Jesus, being led by his Spirit, amen, discerning, glory to God, amen, what need, amen, to be said, what need to be prayed, what need to be uttered in the earth, and it's all by his precious Spirit, in the name of Jesus, amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, people of God. We love you on tonight. Amen. Again, we say come on back. Amen. Be with us on tomorrow night. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen, Jesus. We're going to open the lines on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to ask you on tonight. Amen. Just to give God your best praise. Amen. Not a praise, amen, that's pleasing to you. Amen. But give God a praise that he would be pleased with. Amen. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. Amen. And give him praise. Glory to God. Come
all
on
participants are unmuted.
Come on and lift those voices.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Give him praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have a
thank you,
Lord.
Oh, we bless your name. Jesus. Glory to God.
Come on,
I don't know the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
come on,
Lord.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Tomorrow night, amen, in the precious name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God. May the Lord bless again and keep each and every one of you, amen. Jesus, may he cover and shield you, amen. Glory to God. Jehovah Nisi, may he cover and shield each and every one of you and everything that concerns you, your family. Glory be to God. May he keep and cover each and every one of them tonight in the precious name of Jesus, for he has promised unto each and every one of us. He promised unto his children, glory to God, his beloved, he promised sweet sleep. Amen. Glory to God. May the Lord keep you. May he give you rest. May he give you peace. Amen, Jesus. May you lie down in peace and rise up in his resurrection power. Glory to God. Ready to go forth. Amen. Ready. Amen, to do God's bidding in the precious name of Jesus. God bless you now. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen, and we'll see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.